fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 6th day of November. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there. We'll teach you how to properly clean your rifle. He'll answer a telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, it appears to me, I don't want to dwell on this too much longer, but The Republican Party of Missouri has no intention of making these caucuses well-publicized. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, this has been a very hush-hush thing. And, you know, the Missouri primary has never really decided who the presidential candidate is. What it has done is it has affected the way that delegates are chosen. And that had an important influence. But things have changed here. We're going more to an Iowa-style caucus. I don't like it. I think that the people's voice should be the determining factor. And they have centralized power again. Anytime you see the centralization of power, where certain people get to make decisions and the will of the people is excluded, you have big problems. And that's where we're headed. This is going to get really ugly.
It certainly has that potential. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? This is Farms Monday. And we get a firearms tip of the week at the top of the second hour. Do you got one for us?
I do have a firearms tip of the week. And that is that you need to have steel magazines, stainless steel, not aluminum magazines, not plastic magazines. You need to have steel, stainless steel magazines that are nitrided with a good flat wire spring in them and an anti-tilt follower. Guys, do not bet your life on the performance of a plastic mag or an aluminum magazine.
Can you recommend one or two manufacturers and models of those?
We like the Duramax.
Duramax, okay.
Yeah, and so a Duramag, you can buy that. You can put a flat wire spring in it, and you can put a Ranger plate on it, and for less than $40, have an absolutely bulletproof magazine that's going to work in all circumstances.
Say again, that's Duramax or Duramag?
D-U-R-A, M Mary, A Alpha, G Gulf.
Gotcha, Gulf. Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, that's good because we have, among our listeners, a high percentage of AR-15 owners, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's important. It's important to have reliable mag. And I'm not saying don't have plastic mags. They're fine to practice with. But I can tell you this. There are specific problems with Magpul mags. There are specific problems with aluminum mags. You get yourself a stainless steel mag that's been salt bath nitrided. You put a flat wire spring in and a good floor plate on it. And all of the mag issues that can happen go away. You have now, fixed the problems.
Once you buy the Duramag, what does the new owner need to do to be fully compliant with your protocols?
So you get the Duramag, you buy some flat wire springs, the internal spring in the magazine, you slide the floor plate out, you attach the follower to the new flat wire spring, you stick the follower and the spring back in the mag, and you put a Magpul Ranger plate on it. They make two different styles. They make a short one that's a solid piece with grooves in it, and then they make another Ranger plate with a loop on it. I prefer the ones with the loop on it. But you can use either ones depending on your finger strength and your mag pouches, how long they are. And you put that new Magpul floor plate on it, and you've got yourself a really solid mag.
All right. And what would be the ideal number for a person to own, all configured like that?
Well, if you're 5'4" and you weigh 150 pounds, you're probably not going to carry more than about 8 mags on you, on your kit. If you're my size, if you're 6'4" and you're 220, you can easily carry 12 mags. And okay. The modern protocol is to put as much of the ammunition weight as you can on your battle belt. Get it off your chest rig. These guys that have 6 double stacked magazines on the front of their chest, no. Don't do that. Do not do that. You can't use micro terrain in a fight. You lay down on the ground prone and you stick up like a Volkswagen Beetle. I mean, you just make yourself a huge target. Not cool, right? We want to get that weight off the front of our chest rig so our diaphragm doesn't have to lift that weight every time we breathe. It's amazing, John, how quick a guy can go into oxygen debt with all that ammo hanging on the front of his chest. And you take that same guy, and instead of going into oxygen debt in 30 seconds with a bunch of ammo weight on his chest, puts 8 pounds on his chest and take that weight off, put it on his battle belt. Okay. And you run that guy through a drill, and instead of being in oxygen debt in 27 seconds, he can fight for 2 or 3 minutes and he's not breathing as hard as he was at the end of 30 seconds of fighting.
Right. Well, that's a massive difference and a really massive advantage to be doing it the right way, isn't it?
Well, here's the funny thing I've noticed about training people for decades is that when you go into oxygen debt, doesn't matter how smart you are when you started, the moment you go into oxygen debt, you get dumber. You make stupid decisions. Right. Okay? So pacing yourself, staying out of oxygen debt while you fight, all of these things, having your ammo in a good spot, these are all really good things to practice.
Absolutely. You ready for our next caller?
Let's get them.
Jim in North Carolina. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to ask Sam if I could he express an opinion on the iRay Hybrid 50 Thermal?
I like it. I think it's a very useful product.
Pardon?
So the hybrid is designed to work as both a collimated device and a dedicated weapon system device. You wear that?
Right.
Okay, so that makes it for a guy that has maybe a long-range AR-10 and he doesn't want to take his day scope off of it. It's a really useful tool, right? Uh-huh. The guy's got a hunting scope. And he's got the ability to mount a pick rail in front of that hunting scope. And he's got nice tall mounts on his hunting scope. then he can put that thing in front of his long-range gun, or he can pop it off, and he can put it on an M4 or an AR-15 and use it as a dedicated weapon sight.
Right. Okay.
You know, it gives you a lot of flexibility. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend it in an urban environment where you've got a bunch of close quarters buildings type, you know, you're fighting building to building, room to room. It's not the ideal thing for that. But if you live in a suburban area where you don't have houses right on top of each other, or you live in the country, man, that's a really useful tool to have.
Okay, what type of holster do you recommend for, you know, in and outside the belt carry?
Well, I don't recommend inside the belt carry at all.
Okay.
So, because in the real world situations that we've been able to document, guys carrying inside the belt are slower getting their guns into play. And they're so slow, okay, that people are dying because they're not getting their guns in play on time. And if you go and you look at that church shooting from Texas 3.5 years ago, and you watch that video over and over again, and I did. I watched it over 200 times. I marked every person in the video, and I watched them twice. What did they do as things unfolded? And I wrote it out and documented it. And I noticed a number of things from watching that video. One is all of the security team for the church were carrying inside the belt, inside the pants, and they had jackets on.
Right.
Well, the first guy to die was inside his pants, sitting on his jacket, couldn't get to his pistol in time. He was killed. Okay? Uh-huh. Jack, the eventual hero who was inside the pants, probably 25 feet away down the wall, a good 20 feet from the original incident, he couldn't get his pistol into play for over 4 seconds. Okay, so he watched two of his team members get killed with a shotgun while he was trying to get his pistol out of his pants. Okay, now let's talk about objective real-world timing. My instructors, me included, at our facility, we can draw from an outside-the-pants holster and put an accurate shot on a human at room distances in less than 7/10 of a second. Okay? Now, you take a guy with an inside-the-pants appendix carry, or even worse, inside-the-pants behind the back, or inside-the-pants and belt on the strong side. None of those guys, nobody I know, can draw from that position and put a shot on target in less than a second and a half.
I see.
Okay, so if 2/10 of a second decides who lives and dies, why would you ever carry inside the pants? Concealed carry does nothing but get innocent people killed. Now, can you conceal carry outside the pants? Yes, you can. You get a big sweatshirt, you get a long white shirt that hangs outside the belt, you get a jacket that overhangs, a suit jacket or something that overhangs your outside the pants holster, and now you have a much quicker draw scenario. And when you actually need the pistol in the real world, you've got a snowball's chance in Hades of getting that pistol out and in play on time.
I see. Good
and point. And there's a lot of people that disagree with me about that. They're all wrong. I'm right about this. I've documented it over and over and over again in real-world scenarios, in training scenarios, in simunition scenarios. I'm just telling you, if you carry inside the pants, your chances of being able to self-rescue go way down.
I see. Now, do you prefer an appendix carry or side carry?
Oh, strong side carry outside the pants, the only way to go.
I see. Okay.
Hold on a second. If you're in a full tactical rig, right, and you've got a chest rig on, then the chest carry rig is really a good thing where it's right up front. So if you're right-handed, that pistol is on your chest pointed out the window on the driver's side. That's a real effective way if you're doing a lot of driving and you're in full kit. But most people don't go to the store or go to work in full kit. If you're a police officer, though, it's something definitely to consider.
Okay, a couple other things. What is the load data that you prefer on 300 black with that 110 grain VMAX and the same thing on 308?
Oh, yeah. So on the 300 blackout supersonic round that we prefer is a Hornady 110 grain VMAX 30 cal bullet.
Right.
And we like little gun powder right at 20 grains. That's a good choice, and that gets you right at 2,440 feet per second in a 16-inch barrel. And then we also like H110 if you have the case capacity and you can get 21 grains of H110. That's an even better scenario with the 110-grain VMAX, 21.0 grains if you've got the case volume to do it. And that'll get you about 2470 to 2480, depending on your barrel, which is a really nice supersonic round in a 300 blackout.
And the same load in 308. I think you like that VMAX in that also.
Yeah, the 110, if you're inside 300 yards, definitely the 110 VMAX. Okay? If you're like shooting distances, if you're in a non-urban environment and you go to 500, then we prefer the 125 ballistic tip. But for urban work, 400 yards and in, the 110 VMAX in the 308, and you're going to be right at about 47 to 48 grains of benchmark, Hodgson benchmark powder with a 210 federal primer.
Okay, good. Thanks. One other question. How do you like that blackout, the 8.6?
Well, it's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I think you have the bullet selection. I don't think you have the terminal performance bullet selection range with that you do with the with the 300 blackout. It's really not necessary.
I see.
I mean, our subsonic bullets, the 250s we shoot in the subsonic 300 blackout, are almost 600 foot-pounds of energy. That's 100 foot-pounds more than a 45 ACP. That's 20% more energy than a 45 ACP. And then, of course, the supersonic, the 110 VMAX, you can't beat the terminal performance of that on a human. So, I don't know that it's necessary. It's worth the extra expense. Look, I developed Whisper cartridges almost 40 years ago in 223, 308, 338, 50 cal. Okay, we've been shooting Whispers of big calibers for a long time, but you reach a sort of a point of no return. And of course, we had technology like, we run a 154-grain powdered tungsten bullet in a subsonic 223, right?
Uh-huh.
Or we run a 300-grain subsonic powdered tungsten bullet in a subsonic blackout or 308. You guys don't have access to that technology, so you've got to kind of go with some of the manufactured products that are available to the public. But honestly, when you get to the 300 Whisper, the 300 blackout range, you've got so many different bullets to choose from, and really that's all you need. You don't really need the bigger caliber for a Whisper. Now, did we use the 50 cal Whispers overseas in certain applications? Yeah, we did. But we were shooting through glass, very thick glass, and there were specific requirements that are highly unusual, not likely the type of thing you're going to be needing in a defensive situation.
I see. Okay, thanks for everything. Appreciate it.
Great call, Jim. Thank you. We have a break. We have a caller in hold. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Veterans Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Just place your order at my website. I do the sale price refund manually. Same thing if you call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. Yes, he will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Looks like our next caller is Ryan in Georgia. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. You guys doing all right?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
This is a question for both of you guys, but at this time, would you guys just absolutely stay away from the military service? Or joining the Army?
I would not trust the leadership. They had insane protocols requiring these vaccine mandates. I would advise anybody to stay away from any branch of military. Your turn, Sam.
I'm sorry, I just jumped in. What are we talking about?
Ryan's question is your advice about whether any man or woman should join any branch of the U.S. military these days.
That's a good question. So knowing that the children are running the White House and the military, and that the leadership of our military is quite corrupt, including Milley and a bunch of his minions, unless your person that we're speaking of specifically can get into the 18 X-ray program or fast-tracked into special forces where they have a little bit of protection from the morons, I would say absolutely not.
I wouldn't
do it. I would wait until after the 2024 election and see if we get someone that's, if an adult steps up and wins the presidential election, then I would consider it. But until then, no.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, it's just been, I've been wanting to join, but, the way
Well, if you do, Ryan, you may find yourself with a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman in your chain of command very easily.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, and Ryan, here's something to consider. If you're direct action in the military, if you're an 11 Bravo, or if you're a soldier, if you're a Marine, when you go get in these situations and start fighting, when the bullets start flying, right? One clown can get your whole platoon killed. That's the thing you have to understand is to survive situations, war is ugly, people die. And to survive in situations, you not only need a little bit of luck, but you need competence all the way around. At the leadership level, at the company level, at the platoon level, at the squad level, you need competence. That's the only way you come home alive. And even with that, sometimes you don't make it back. So, yeah, I would hold off. You will know in about a year whether or not we can fix some of the problems with the military right now. And I would hold off. I wouldn't. And see, you got to understand, China's trying to bait us into four wars. It is very difficult for any country to fight wars on two fronts, much less four. And I think you can make a lot more informed decision in about 11, 12 months than you will right now. So I'd hold off just a little bit.
Roger that. Yep. That's what I'll do then.
Okay, Ryan. Thank you for the call. Anything else?
No, that's it. Appreciate you guys.
Okay, thank you. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, World War II, we were fighting, literally fighting a world war. I'm not sure there's any combat taking place in Central and South America that I'm aware of, but on every other continent, there was warfare, wasn't there? Sam, you still with us?
Yeah, I want to talk about something that happened last week.
Please, let's go ahead. Go ahead. We got a break coming up.
Okay. Well, we can talk about this after the break, but we had an incident.
We'll get back to this after the break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect right now. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Training USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. We're about to find out what happened in there very recently with Sam. Go ahead, please.
You know, we had a combat medics course a few weeks ago, right? And right. I get phone calls from some guys, hey, do you think I should be in this class? And, of course, my answer was, absolutely, you better get in this class. Well, the two guys I had the hardest time convincing to come to the class, they worked together. And they did show up for the class. But last week, one of them had a vehicle up in the air, was cutting the exhaust system off of a vehicle, and the pipe came down in a way that a glowing red edge of this 4-inch pipe off a truck cut through this man's forearm, completely through the main artery in his forearm, all the way to the radius bone.
Oh.
And he started bleeding, I mean, like you wouldn't believe, like a 3-foot puddle of blood underneath him in a matter of seconds. He's squirting blood out this artery. It's just pumping out of his arm. And he knew exactly what to do. He put compression on it, tucked something under his arm to squeeze his brachial artery, put compression on the forearm, and went into the office and said, hey, 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 to the other guy that was in the class, and said, I need you to put a tourniquet on my arm right now. And so this guy ran out of the office. They had a tourniquet with them. And so he put the tourniquet on him, stopped the bleeding in a matter of seconds. The guy went to the hospital, got his artery sewn up, got his arm sewn up, whatever they did. And he was back at work in an hour and 45 minutes.
Being productive
at work.
That's truly amazing.
What's incredible is, yeah, that's the second life that's been saved by people attending. People have no idea. When you cut an artery, you are 30 to 45 seconds away from being done. Your life is over. You have to know how to deal with that stuff immediately. So I just wanted to put that story out there. You know, they weren't shooting. This wasn't a gun wound. This wasn't an attack with a knife. The guy was just at work. All these people that farm, that plumb, that do steel work, you know, that work on their own vehicles, all these things. A, you should always have a tourniquet around, ready to use. And B, you should get training and know how to use these things. And the people in your family should get training. So, you know, if you're a guy that's 35 to 50 years old and you've got 3 or 4 kids, you should not only be coming to these classes, you should be bringing your older teenage children to these classes. They may be the ones that save your life.
That's a great story with a great outcome. Really glad to hear that, Sam. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I was just overjoyed to hear about the outcome. You know, I hate to hear about people getting hurt, but to hear that the training actually worked in the real world and saved someone's life, that's just a very satisfying thing. You know, that's why we do what we do at the Freedom Center.
Well, I've sponsored first aid and CPR training for years here in my area. One of my students, a young man in his early 20s, was at a family get-together when his aunt just stopped breathing, had a heart attack, and he used CPR and brought her back to life, and it was a great outcome. The older adults didn't know what to do, but this young man who'd had CPR training that I put on knew exactly what to do and saved his aunt's life.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, just with a one-day class, just one day of your life, you can take that information back home, you can train other people, you can show them, you know, just knowing how to throw a tourniquet on a limb is such a basic, easy thing to learn. And it's just absolutely life-saving in so many circumstances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's a great story. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about training. We've got 4 slots open in the last basic class of the year. It's going to be here, let's see, I think in about 10 days, 12 days. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get the schedule up, and I'll give you an exact date. We still have 4 spots open in our class on the last basic class of the year, November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. We have 4 slots open. So if you want to get in that class, there's still space for you. Highly recommend you sign up for that. You're going to need that basic class, and you're also going to need the enhanced urban vehicle tactical class and a junction bleed class as prerequisites if you want to get in that combat medic course, which I think is the funnest course taught at the Freedom Center. I think our students enjoy that combat medic course more than anything. Because it's a little less shooting, it's a lot less shooting, and a lot more learning the logistics of how to save someone's life. And I think it's very, very valuable information. And it gives you a level of knowledge, wisdom, and discernment that you just don't have until you've been through that type of training. It's pretty amazing. And of course, our combat medics are, these SF guys are unreal. You got to see them operate. I mean, even if it's for a day or two, you learn so much. It's like you can just come and soak up information like a sponge. It's just a lot of fun.
It is. It's the equivalent of somebody who wants to take driver's ed being trained by a Formula One driver, isn't it?
It really is. That's a perfect acknowledge. You know, imagine wanting to go to a driver's ed class and instead you're at Barber Motorsports Park, the most beautiful racetrack in the United States, and you've got somebody like Mario Andretti as a driving instructor. I mean, you can't have more fun than that.
No, absolutely. And that's the level of training. All the training at Freedom Center is at that level, world-class training, isn't it?
It really is. We bring the best people in. I mean, it's just what we do, and you're not going to find better instructors anywhere. I mean, we had students in our combat medic course that said, well, I took a TCCC class a few years ago, and I took a class from another range facility in the other side of the state, and it didn't hold a candle to this class. And you guys are just so much better than everyone else. This is what our students are telling us that have trained in other places. So we have a feeling we're on track.
Absolutely. Well, I agree. Absolutely. And people need to check out the website. Any new videos are about to be posted there, sir?
Well, I sure hope so. I've got to get logged in and get a. I've got a number of videos I can put up. It's just finding the time. I'm headed for surgery as soon as I hang up here, so it probably won't be today. But I'm going through divorce legal stuff, so I've got to get stuff done for the attorneys. If I get it done, it'll probably be the end of the week if I get any videos put up.
Well, while we're thinking about it, we've had a legal battle going on for a couple of years with Freedom Center. The attempts to steal Freedom Center, and the listeners to John Moore Show and Doug Hagman Show have kept us in the battle, and we still need donations in that effort, don't we?
Yeah, we've got five depositions ahead of us, which are right at $800 to $1,200 per deposition, and then we've got a trial. So it's a huge expense, but it's worth it. And we're probably going to win this thing. I would say we're about 98% chance we'll win this lawsuit. They don't really have much of a case. And they've been trying to delay, hoping the land price would go up, which would help their case a little bit. But actually, land went up, and then now it started going back down again because of interest rates and because of that. So their strategy may have backfired on them.
Well, they're in the wrong. We're going to win. But at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have a panel to make a quick and easy PayPal donation and a physical address to mail a check or money order, don't we?
Yes, sir, and I appreciate all the help. I mean, the listeners of the John Moore Show and the listeners of the Hagman Show, they've kept us in this fight, and they've given us a chance to win, and we're not going to let them down.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm doing my monthly show with Doug Hagman tomorrow instead of today, and we're looking forward to being back with Doug on a weekly basis, but right now it's the first week every month.
Yeah, Doug's been battling some health issues and some other stuff logistically, and he's super busy. But Godspeed to Doug and to you, and I just can't thank you guys enough for all you do to help this country.
Absolutely. Well, we do what we can do. And we do have open lines. Got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Okay, I ask this question a lot, but updates on the availability and price of ammunition, please, and components.
Well, the price is going up. If you don't have enough ammo, you better get out there and grab it.
Hello, Sam. Did we lose Sam? Hello, Sam. I think we lost Sam. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe my engineer can let me know. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not sure I'm on the air either. Simply don't know. Hello. I'm on the air. Well, at least I'm on the air. Sam is not, but I am. Well, we'll get Sam reconnected here momentarily. We got about 15 minutes left of the show. And the call number is 512-248-8252. This family suing Sam, attempting to steal his property, one of the wealthiest families in the state of Missouri. They've done similar things to other people over the years. They have the monetary wherewithal to spend people into oblivion, quite frankly. They're very unethical. The lawyers that are working for them are unethical. And I'm sure we will. We will prevail in this matter. The expense and the time consumed by this lawsuit has taken away from what we can and should be doing at Republic Broadcasting. We'll get back to making Freedom Center USA everything it is designed and meant to be once this lawsuit is finished. We got Sam trying to reconnect right now. It's sometimes, most of the time, Skype works flawlessly, and this is one of those times when it doesn't. So we'll be okay here and get Sam reconnected and wrap up the show here expeditiously. Tomorrow, of course, we will have the Tuesday morning roundtable. I've been in touch with Dave Hodges. He'll be with us for about 45 minutes. I know that Cindy Smith will be with us probably for the entire 2 hours. Not sure about Steve Ben Noon. His personal contacts with Mossad and other people in Israel are helping us a lot understand what in the world's going on with that conflict in Israel right now. It looks like it's heating up. Hezbollah has been launching a lot of rockets into Israel from Lebanon. The big question, of course, is how directly involved will Iran become? How directly involved will Turkey become? This could easily explode into a major war. As we found out a few minutes ago, Sam's private information is that the U.S. Navy SEALs are on the ground fighting in Israel right now. So we're already directly involved. This is not a good thing. Not a good thing for us. I would love to see this come to an end quickly to save lives and property, but I don't see that happening. I really don't. These jihadists fit every description of being mentally ill, in my opinion. They believe that the moment they die, they're in jihad heaven with 72 9-year-old virgins forever. The women jihadists, they believe that they get to become one of the 72 virgins forever. That's their reward. And of course, I refer to Islam as a dangerous, freakish, barbaric religion, which it is. Freaky, barbaric, dangerous religion. Not compatible with Western civilization. The basic precepts of Islam are not compatible with Western civilization. They cannot and never will be. Their goal is to convert the entire world to Islam, of course, which is not going to happen. And they've been at that for more than 1,000 years. Okay, Sammy, back with us?
I am back with us. We have had power disconnections and all kinds of things going on with my computer ever since I started talking about certain things. But we're back. And I've sort of rerouted things, and now everything is connected to a UPS system. I have a large bank of 12-volt batteries and an inverter system that I can run independent of our normal grid power, and I've just done that, so we shouldn't have any more interruptions.
Outstanding. Well, we got open lines, got a question or comment. We got our last break coming up here. Call number is 512-248-8252. We're going to prevail in this legal matter, aren't we?
Yes, we are, and it'll be a good thing when it's over. We can start, instead of directing funds to attorneys, we can start developing the Freedom Center into an even larger facility. We've got plenty of land. We've only used about 30 of 105 acres, so we've got a lot of potential to develop that facility and do a lot of good things.
Absolutely. Well, I know that's coming. I can't wait to see this happen. Before the lawsuit, I was really looking forward to that tower being built and being able to rappel down. But that'll happen. That'll take place, won't it?
Yep, we'll get a tower built. I would like to get a building, a training building put together just for medical work.
Really?
Yeah, I think if we start doing combatives training where we have like judo mats on the floors, that we could combine that with a medical training aspect and be much better for training people.
Here's our last break. We'll be back and wrap this up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, we got our last caller here. We got Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Sam, question for you. Are you going in for, like, real surgery, or was that talking about legal type stuff?
No, I'm going in for real surgery today at 2 o'clock. Hopefully I'll be done by 5. Everything will be good. I don't have any major health issues.
Advocate going with you, so just Oh, no major health issues. Oh, okay,
I just a little bit of skin cancer that's got to be removed. I spent a lot of time in the sun, and I've got a couple spots on me that they're going to cut out of me, and we're going to move on.
Okay, well, I just hope you have a medical advocate with you, so in case something goes haywire, that you know you don't end up on a ventilator or with Remdesivir and all that fun stuff.
So just, I pick my doctors more carefully than that, but I appreciate the sentiment very much. Thank you.
Well, we'll definitely keep you in our prayers. I hate cancer and with a passion. So anyhow, I hope that goes well for you, and we'll pray that it does go well for you.
And thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks Bye. For the call, Ken. We appreciate it.
Ken, have a great week.
Let's get some prayers out for Sam to have a great outcome today. Okay, Sam, about a minute and a half to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Okay, well, Americans are in for a wild and woolly ride over the next year and a half. You might as well accept it, right? Expect nothing else. You're going to see political turmoil. You're going to see wars. You're going to see increasing wars. You're going to see the size of the battles increasing. You're going to see more American children sent to fight these wars for rich, evil men. This is what's going to happen. Okay. And I do a 211 action step presentation. Takes about 6 hours. If you want me to come visit your church or your community or your group, I generally will present if you've got more than 300 people that are willing to attend. Give me a call, and I'll show you how to mitigate the damage to your community, you and your family, in these types of scenarios. There's a lot you can do. 211 things that I've articulated that you can do in this presentation. Remember, the only way they win is if we give up our rifles. So never give up your guns. Never register your guns.
Roger that. I agree. Absolutely. Never register those firearms. Never give them up. Simply don't do it.
John, thank you. Appreciate you. Let freedom ring. And I hope to see you next week. We thought we had the technology offshore to do the show last week, and we couldn't get it working. But I'm back in Missouri, and things are on task. So hope to see you next week.
Okay, roger that. Thank you, Sam. We'll see you next Monday. Okay. What a show. We had numerous technical issues, but we managed to overcome them. We'll be back tomorrow morning, and see you then. Everybody, get medical supplies, energy, clean, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please, a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri, large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the